Well, good morning. It is May 17, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Numbers 26, Psalm 69, Isaiah chapter 16, and then 1 Peter chapter 4. So let's get into the Word today. Numbers chapter 26 to begin with. Numbers 26. Then it came about after the plague that the Lord spoke to Moses and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saying, "Take a census of all the congregations of the sons of Israel from 20 years old and upward by their father's household, whoever is able to go out to war in Israel." And so Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, "Take a census of the people from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord had commanded Moses." Now the sons of Israel who came out of the land of Egypt were Reuben, Israel's firstborn, the sons of Reuben, of Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the son of the Paluthites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmonites. These were the families of the Reubenites, and those who were numbered of them were 43,730. Son of Palu, Eliab, the son of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan and Abiram. These are the Dathan and Abiram who were called by the congregation who contended against Moses, against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they contended against the Lord, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up along with Korah when the company died, when the fire devoured 250 men, so that they became a warning. The sons of Korah, however, did not die. The sons of Simeon, according to their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the family of the Simeonites, 22,200. The sons of God, according to their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shunai, the family of the Shunites, of Oznai, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the son of the Erites, of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Arali, the family of the Aralites. These are the families of the sons of Gad, according to those who were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Ur and Onan, but Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, according to their families, were of Shelah, the family of the Shelahites, of Perez, the family of the Perezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. Of the sons of Perez were Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamuel, the family of the Hamuelites. These are the families of Judah, according to those who were numbered of them, 76,500. The sons of Ishkar, according to their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolahites, of Puva, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashunites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Ishkar, according to those who were numbered of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their families, of Sered, the family of the Seredites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jahiel, the family of the Jahilites. These are the families of the Zebulites, according to those numbered of them, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, according to their families, Manasseh and Ephraim, the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir became the father of Gilead, of Gilead, the father of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Iezer, the family of the Iezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites, of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, of Shemida, the family of the Shemiites, and of Hepher, the sons of the Hepherites. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, had no sons, but only daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahilah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the families of Manasseh, and those who were numbered of them were 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, according to their families, of Shethuthiel, the family of the Shethuthites, of Becher, the son of the Becherites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. These are the sons of the Shethuthelah, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the family of the sons of Ephraim, according to those who were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph, according to their families. The sons of Benjamin, according to their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Ashbiel, the family of the Ashbielites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shehufam, the family of the Shehufamites, of Hufan, the family of the Hufanites. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, of Naaman, the family of Naamanites. These are the sons of Benjamin, according to their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan, according to their families, of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan, according to their families, and all the families of the Shuhamites, according to those who were numbered of them, were 64,400. These are the sons of Asher, according to their families, of Imnah, the family of the Imnahites, of Ishvi, the family of the Ishvites, of Beriah, the son of the Beriahites, of the sons of Beri, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malachael, the sons of the Malachaelites. The name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the family of the sons of Asher, according to those who were numbered of them, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, according to their families, of Jahziel, of Jahzel, the family of the Jahzelites, of Gunai, the family of the Gunites, of Jezir, the family of the Jezirites, of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,400. These are those who were numbered of the sons of Israel, 601,730. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, among these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To the larger group you shall increase their inheritance, and to the smaller group you shall diminish their inheritance. Each shall be given their inheritance according to those who were numbered of them. But the land shall be divided by lot, and they shall receive their inheritance according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. According to the selection by lot, their inheritance shall be divided between the larger and the smaller groups. And these are those who were numbered of the Levites, according to their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of Levi, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahalites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korahites. Kohath became the father of Amram, and the family of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, who was born to Levi in Egypt, and she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses and their sister Miriam. To Aaron were born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, but Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. And those who were numbered of them were 23,000, every male from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the sons of Israel, since no inheritance was given them among the sons of Israel. And these are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. But among these there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness, and not a man was left of them except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. That was Numbers chapter 26. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Psalm 69. Psalm 69. Ooh, there we go. Little wind. Psalm 69. For the choir director, according to Shohanim, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life. I have sunk in deep mire, and there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and a flood overflows me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes fail while I waited for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Those who would destroy me are powerful, being wrongfully my enemies. What I did not steal, I then have to restore. O God, it is you who knows my folly, and my wrongs are not hidden from you. May those who wait for you not be ashamed through me, O Lord God of hosts. May those who seek you not be dishonored through me, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach. Dishonor has covered my face. I have become estranged from my brothers and an alien to my mother's sons. For zeal for your house has consumed me, and the reproach of those who reproach you have fallen on me. When I wept in my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. When I made sackcloth my clothing, I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate talk about me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable time. O Lord, in the greatness of your loving kindness, answer me with your saving truth. Deliver me from the mire, and do not let me sink. May I be delivered from my foes and from the deep waters. May the flood of water not overflow me, nor the deep swallow me up, nor the pit shut its mouth on me. Answer me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. According to the greatness of your compassion, turn to me, and do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in distress. Answer me quickly. Oh, draw near to my soul and redeem it. Ransom me because of my enemies. You know my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. All my adversaries are before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am so sick. Then I looked for sympathy, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. May their table before them become a snare, and when they are in peace, may it become a trap. May their eyes grow dim so that they cannot see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation on them, and may your burning anger overtake them. May their camp be desolate. May none dwell in their tents, for they have persecuted him whom you have smitten, whom you yourself have smitten. And they tell of the pain of those who you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and may they not come into your righteousness. May they be blotted out of the book of life, and may they not be recorded with the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain. May your salvation, O God, set me securely on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and magnify him with thanksgiving, and it will please the Lord better than an ox or a young bull with horns and hooves. The humble have seen it and are glad. You who seek God, let your heart revive. For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise his who are prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, and the seas and everything that move in them. For God will save Zion and build the city of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. The descendants of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell in it. That was Psalm 69. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Isaiah chapter 16. Isaiah 16. Isaiah 16. Send the tribute land to the ruler of the land, for Selah by the way of the wilderness of the mountain of daughters of Zion. Then, like fleeting birds or scattered nestlings, the daughters of Moab will be at the fords of the Arnon. Give us advice, make a decision, cast your shadow like night at high noon. Hide the outcasts, do not betray the fugitive. Let the outcasts of Moab stay with you. Be a hiding place to them from the destroyer, for the extortioner has come to an end. Destruction has ceased. Oppressions have completely disappeared from the land. The throne will even be established in loving kindness, and a judge will sit on it in faithfulness in the tent of David. Moreover, he will seek justice and be prompted in righteousness. We have heard of the pride of Moab and excessive pride, even of his arrogance and pride and fury. His idle boasts are false, and therefore Moab will wail. Every one of Moab will wail. You will moan for the raisin cakes of Kir Hathesh, as those who are utterly stricken. For the fields of Heshbon have withered, the vines of Sibnah as well. The Lord of the nations has trampled down its choice clusters, which reached as far as Jazir and wandered to the deserts. Its tendrils spread themselves out and passed over the sea, and therefore I will weep bitterly for Jazir and the vine of Simah. I will drench you with tears, O Heshbon and Eleah, for the shouting over your summer fruits and your harvest has fallen away. Gladness and joy are taken away from the fruitful field. In the vineyard also there will be no cries of joy or jubilant shouting. No treader treads out wine in the presses, for I have made the shouting to cease. And therefore my heart intones like a harp for Moab, and my inward feelings for Kir Hathesh. So it will come about when Moab presents itself, when he wearies himself upon his high place and comes to his sanctuary to pray, that he will not prevail. And this is the word which the Lord spoke earlier concerning Moab. But now the Lord speaks, saying, within 3 years, as a hired man would count them, the glory of Moab will be degraded along with all of his great population, and his remnant will be very small and impotent. That was Isaiah chapter 16. Let's move on over to our final reading today, 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 today. First Peter chapter 4. Therefore, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same purpose, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, and so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desires of the Gentiles, having pursued a course of sensuality, lust, drunkenness, carousing, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In all this, they are surprised that you do not run with them in the same excesses of dissipation, and they malign you, but they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For the gospel has for this purpose been preached even to those who are dead, that though they are judged in the flesh as men, they may live in the spirit according to the will of God. The end of all things is near, and therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterance of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Make sure that none of you suffers as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a troublesome meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God in this name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will it be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? And therefore, those also who suffer according to the will of God shall entrust their souls to a faithful Creator in doing what is right. Well, amen. That was our reading today for May 17, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark it down. I will be traveling back to Connecticut in just a little bit here, and so you guys can pray for my safety and travels. I will be there for, Lord willing, for Wednesday night midweek services tonight, and so all of that starts at 6:30. It's our final week of discipleship class. We're going to be going through the spiritual disciplines, and then next week we're going to be starting class on parenting, grandparenting, marriage, all of that good stuff. And so it'll be a good class, and so I look forward to that. But we'll also have ladies ministry, Olympians, teen club, all of that is all going on at the same time. So just a couple more weeks of that, and then we are done and done. So you want to enjoy it while you can. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. I thank you for your grace. Lord, I would just pray that you would just give us a good day in you. I pray, God, that you would just help us to honor you no matter what may be going on. And, God, that you would just get the glory through it all. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.